traffic and weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola right now. It's 6:12 here at News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe, and Gracie alongside as well. The text line is always open, 437-1620, for all of your thoughts and assistance as we need it. We definitely did in the 4 o'clock hour as a pretty significant traffic. We appreciate those who texted in to let us know what the situation was through Gulf Breeze earlier today that saw backups almost about, I would say, halfway on the 3 Mile Bridge. It's been a long time since I have seen that. We'll check in on the roads and weather right now. Gracie, how's it looking?
Well, roads are looking good now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any delays and our slowdowns on the 3 Mile Bridge as well as throughout 98 looking good. That's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Let's get a quick look at the weather from Alan Strum.
Tonight, most areas will see quiet weather, but there is a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, otherwise partly cloudy, low of about 70. Rain chance a little bit on the high side here for Tuesday, a rain chance up there at 60%. Now, we'll get some sunshine, then some clouds, and we'll watch for those pop-up thunderstorms. Later this week, though, the weather looks mainly dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. It's 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
We start with our top three stories. Number one, Senator Tim Scott is officially in the race for president.
Anyone from anywhere at any time could rise above their wildest expectations and imagination.
A portion of his speech at Charleston Southern University today remains to be seen if Governor Ron DeSantis will join him this week.
In out of Idaho, Brian Kohberger's murder trial is going to start on October 2nd. He appeared in court today, and he's formally arraigned with 4 murder charges.
And here locally, Escambia's school board will be holding an emergency meeting next Tuesday, laying out their future plans that include a potential contract for the interim superintendent as well as the process for finding a permanent replacement. Good reporting from Channel 3 if you were paying attention during their A block there. New details on the deadly shooting from Saturday evening at Paula Avenue. It was incorrectly, according to Sheriff Chip Simmons, being reported as a drive-by, but he says that's not what it looks like.
There was some sort of a disturbance before the shots were fired, so I would not characterize this as a drive-by shooting. In fact, I would say that it was intentional. It wasn't random.
A 25-year-old man identified this afternoon as TJ Johnson was shot and killed on Paula Avenue. Another man was shot and injured during the incident. So far, the sheriff's office has no suspect information. Other big story here in Florida with certainly a local interest, the NAACP formally issuing their travel advisory, warning African Americans to stay away from Florida. Local reaction from Rodney Jones, a local NAACP member and former president of the Pensacola chapter.
We have such a lively tourist industry here in this greater Florida area. And so I would never tell them not to do that. But I would tell those who want to be residents here in Florida, beware all the situations and circumstances that we're now caught ourselves in.
The weekend advisory comes after the recent policies and bills the state enacted, including the restriction of DEI programs at colleges and universities, as well as blocking an AP African American Studies course that Governor DeSantis at the time said included courses such as topics on queer theory and abolishing prisons. 6:15 right now, we'll get a local check of the roads and weather, followed by what's happening around Florida today.
Well, our roads are looking good. If you do see something slowing you down, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a look at weather, it's partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Really not going to see anything too bad rainstorm-wise for tonight, but that is going to change for tomorrow at 60% chance of rain for Tuesday. Again, 83 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 83 in Milton. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3. Former Parkland Resource Former Parkland school resource officer who did not confront the school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, in 2018, did appear in court today. This is ahead of his trial for child neglect as well as perjury, and the jury selection is scheduled to start next week with 500 potential jurors being called in.
And today, along that note, prosecutors and defense attorneys were arguing with whether or not the jury should be able to be allowed to go inside the building.
Unless they are sociopaths or in a coma, they will forever be emotionally traumatized by having to walk through that building.
That was the defense attorney for the school resource officer. We told you about hurricane season starting next week. Thankfully, a tropical disturbance that is out near the Bahamas is not expected to threaten the U.S. The National Hurricane Center says the broad area of pressure is located northeast of the Bahamas. It's drifting north-northeasterly in the southwestern Atlantic, and forecasters giving it just a 10% chance of developing into something stronger.
And while on the hurricane topic, a sales tax holiday is benefiting Floridians could be underway this weekend, assuming that it's signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's part of a nearly $1 billion proposed tax relief package. The measure includes a two-week period dedicated to hurricane supplies, common household items, and pet supplies. The disaster preparedness sales tax holiday would begin on Saturday and go through June 9th, and it could rerun in August, right before the peak of the storm season.
And finally, Florida headlines, a group of Chinese citizens now suing the state over the new law that bans Chinese nationals from purchasing property near military installations and critical infrastructure. The federal lawsuit was filed by the ACLU today, saying the law unfairly targets foreign citizens because of the actions of their government.
And a historic conservation deal has been reached by the states along the Colorado River and the Biden administration. Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The Colorado River's flow has fallen about 20% over the past two decades, causing Lake Powell and Lake Mead, the nation's largest reserves, to drop to critical levels. The states will receive about $1 billion in federal funds as compensation.
Well, here shortly from President Biden, he's scheduled to speak to reporters. If we can, we'll join that live for his comments, as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the president met at the White House today to see if they could get an agreement on the debt limit. Here was House Speaker McCarthy earlier today.
That's why we passed the bill in April. The difficulty of why we're here today is people not wanting to talk and the Senate not doing anything.
And he says Republicans did not want the economy to go over a cliff. Again, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. McCarthy says in order to meet that deadline, it's likely that they would have to have an agreement by the end of this week.
In other national headlines, the former U.S. Marine detained in Russia is remaining hopeful about a return home. Paul Whelan told CNN on Sunday that he's positive and confident that the wheels are turning towards his release. He adds that he's been told by the U.S. government that they're working tirelessly to get him out.
It's 6:20 right now. We'll take a timeout and come back with a look at our sports headlines. The Rays and the Blue Jays are in action. Also, the Braves and Dodgers just starting off. We'll find out what's going on elsewhere in the world of sports. That's next on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Right now on this Monday evening, just shy of 6:30 here. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you had a good day of work. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Couple quick sports notes here before we get local traffic and weather together. Baseball games in progress. The Guardians leading the White Sox 1-0 in the top of the sixth. The Pirates over the Rangers 1-0 in the fourth. The Diamondbacks 3-0 over the Phillies, that one in the second. The Cardinals leading the Reds 3-2, and the Tampa Bay Rays leading the Blue Jays early 3-0. The Dodgers and the Braves would have started in a few minutes ago, but they are in a rain delay. And later on tonight, the Marlins and the Rockies, that starts at 7:40 from Coors Field in Denver. 6:25 now, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Well, our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at weather from WEAR on Channel 3.
Partly cloudy heading through the overnight hours. Just a small chance that something pops up like a shower or a thunderstorm. And an overnight low of about 70 is expected. Tuesday, the rain chance is 60%. So we're likely going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds otherwise. Later this week, the weather looks mainly dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 83 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 83 in Milton. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers. This is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is now in season. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Other sports news today, we've got a couple of big playoff games later on tonight. 7:30 on ESPN, we will have Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers hosting the Nuggets, hoping to avoid being swept. The Nuggets lead that series 3-0. The Carmelo Anthony are retiring after 19 seasons today after he was the third overall pick in the historic 2003 draft that included LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. On the ice, we've got Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Panthers lead the Hurricanes 2-0. That one again, 7 o'clock on TNT. Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship as a LIV Tour golfer. But the big story, though, may have been involving Michael Block, the 46-year-old club pro who teaches lessons for $150 per lesson at a California country club. He finished tied for 15th, which means that he took home a cool $288,000 for his performance. That included a hole-in-one yesterday. He was paired with his favorite golfer of all time, Rory McIlroy, and he's already got an invitation to next year's PGA Championship because of his finish this weekend, and he'll play at next weekend's PGA Tour event, the Charles Schwab Challenge, thanks to a sponsor's exemption. NFL legend Tom Brady one step closer to becoming part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, as Brady's purchase from owner Mark Davis for a stake in the team has been agreed to and will go to the NFL owners for approval. Gracie, this morning we saw a civilian flight going to the International Space Station.
Yes, SpaceX capsule carrying former NASA astronaut, as well as three private citizens, docked at the International Space Station. The spacecraft docked at the station just around 9 a.m. Eastern this morning after launching yesterday from Florida. The mission was organized by Houston-based Space Center and marks the second all-private mission to the space station.
The parent company for Facebook and Instagram is facing a record fine. European privacy regulators are fining Meta $1.3 billion over transferring personal data to the U.S. Meta says they will appeal the decision and the fine.
And in more Bud Light news, Anheuser-Busch is buying back expired cases of Bud Light from wholesalers after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. The beer went unsold after the brewer's partnership with the transgender influencers, and the brewer says that they're planning on rebranding and revamping that's going to focus on the all-American themes of football and country music.
At the box office this weekend, Fast X finished first, what we all expected. $67.5 million in its first weekend across the U.S. and Canada. Guardians 3 came in second with nearly $32 million, followed by Super Mario Brothers with almost $10
million. And in American Idol news, American Idol had their finale last night, got a winner during the Sunday 3-hour season 21 finale. Ryan Seacrest announced that 18-year-old
It's Ian Tongi.
E.M. Tongi, and I watched the season. I still don't know how to say his name. It was the winner. Tongi beat Megan Daniel as well as Colin, and they were eliminated earlier in the episode.
And a pretty awesome moment for band students at Middleton and Blake High Schools here in Florida. Quite the surprise they got.
I thought I'd come and play some songs for you. I've also brought some guitars to give to you guys for the music department.
So that was Ed Sheeran showing up to their school on Friday, playing for them, giving them concerts to his sold-out performance at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa on Saturday. That is pretty cool right there. 6:30 Fox News update, and we'll be back with more national, local, and worldwide headlines on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News Hour of Pensacola Right Now. Informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe Ford. It is 6:36. Let's get a quick look at the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, and 98 looking good throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at weather, we have some slight chances of rain tonight, but nothing too bad. We're looking at about 20% chance of showers around 11 p.m. It's 83 and partly cloudy right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories, Senator Tim Scott is now officially in the race for president as he announced his candidacy during a speech at Charleston Southern University today. Also, Brian Koberger appearing in court ahead of his trial. He was formally arraigned on 4 murder charges.
Okay, because Mr. Koberger is standing silent, I'm going to enter not guilty pleas on each charge. Counts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Couldn't quite hear that. Koberger elected to stand silent, not entering a plea, so the judge entered pleas of not guilty. His trial now scheduled to start on October 2nd. Also, the Escambia School Board will be holding an emergency meeting next Tuesday as they decide on the future, which will include a discussion on a contract for the interim superintendent, as well as how they best go about finding a permanent replacement. We got an update at the start of the hour on the shooting from the weekend on Paula Avenue. It was initially being reported as a drive-by shooting, as the sheriff's office said they didn't have any suspect information other than a newer model sedan with silver trim that was involved. However, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says that it was not a random act. It was intentional, and it was not a drive-by. Family members and neighbors talked to Channel 3 saying that there was actually a neighborhood party that was going on at the time. 25-year-old T.J. Johnson identified as the man who was fatally shot over the weekend. Hearing reaction from local NAACP members regarding the travel advisory that the NAACP issued over the weekend, warning African Americans to stay away from Florida.
I would never tell anyone not to come to Florida. They're coming to visit. I think the advisory is for those who are coming to make this their home. Beware.
That's Rodney Jones, who spoke with Channel 3, former president of the Pensacola chapter. We will have local agencies participating in the Click It or Ticket campaign. That includes Escambia, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, as well as Pensacola Police. The national campaign started today and goes through June 4th. In Santa Rosa County, plans are likely to move forward later on this week, as construction efforts are ongoing for a new taxiway and apron at Whiting Aviation Park. Today, the Santa Rosa County Commissioners passed on 2 interlocal agreements with the Emerald Coast Regional Council to apply for a total of $8.5 million in grants. Today was just the committee meeting, so they are advancing that to the full county commissioner meeting on Thursday, where it will likely be approved. and the Florida Public Service Commission holding a preparedness workshop ahead of the Atlantic hurricane season.
If El Nino becomes really strong, which could happen, that could make a huge difference in how many storms we get. The stronger the El Nino, the more frequent the shear, and that determines the number of storms that can develop.
That's Dan Kotlowski with AccuWeather. He says also a lot hinges on water temperature. We already do have our first disturbance off the Florida coast, although the National Hurricane Center says it has a 0% chance of developing. Gracie, what else is going on in Florida today?
Well, a man is lucky to be alive after he lost his arm during an alligator attack in Port Charlotte. This 23-year-old victim was in Port Charlotte when he was bitten by a 10.5-foot alligator yesterday morning. Trappers were able to catch the alligator in a nearby pond.
Also, the former Parkland School Resource Officer who did not confront school shooter Nicholas Cruz in 2018 appeared in court today ahead of his trial for child neglect, negligence, and perjury. Defense and prosecution attorneys are arguing whether the jury should be allowed to go inside the school. Jury selection is scheduled to start next week. 500 potential jurors are being called in for the initial round of selection.
And two parents in Holmes County have been arrested after their two-year-old daughter died after she was left in a hot car for 14 hours. Additionally, investigators found meth and other drugs inside their home, and a four-year-old sibling was placed in DCF custody.
National news, the United Nations nuclear watchdog warns that the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe is extremely vulnerable as Russia continues to wage war in Ukraine. The site in southern Ukraine lost electricity today for the seventh time and had to rely on emergency generators for power. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the UN needs to protect the plant immediately or face the possibility of a radiation disaster.
And a new abortion bill is now law in Nebraska. Although opponents say that the lawsuit is going to be filed immediately, Governor Jim Pillen signed a bill today banning abortion in the state at 12 weeks and gender transitioning medication treatments for minors. The abortion restrictions include exceptions for rape, incest, and medical emergencies.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's still possible Congress can pass a bill to raise the debt limit by June 1st.
We can get a deal tonight, we get a deal tomorrow, but you've got to get something done this week to be able to pass it and move it to the Senate.
And that echoes comments Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that the U.S. Would need to have a bill in place this week in order to get Congress to review it by the June 1st deadline, which she says is when the U.S. could default on its debt.
And a historic conservation deal was reached by states along the Colorado River and Biden's administration. Arizona, California, and Nevada agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The Colorado River flows has fallen about 20% over the past two decades, causing Lake Mead and Lake Powell, the nation's biggest reserves, to drop to critical levels. The state will receive about $1 billion of federal funds as compensation.
By the way, just got this note in. Governor Ron DeSantis now is temporarily holding up the scheduled execution next month for a man who's been on death row for three decades. 62-year-old Dwayne Owen is scheduled to be executed on June 15th. However, DeSantis has issued an executive order that calls for three psychiatrists to evaluate Owen. This is after his attorneys sent a letter to the governor that included a psychologist recent evaluation saying that Owen meets the criteria for insanity. Owen was convicted of the 1984 rape and murder of a woman in Palm Beach County. Looking elsewhere today, big decision by Anheuser-Busch, as the brewery says they're planning a branding revamp that will focus on the all-American themes of football and country music. Texter asks, do you ever think Bud Light will recover from this controversy and get back the customers that they lost? I think they'll get back some. I don't think they'll get back all, but you know, like all the brouhaha about Dylan Mulvaney is one thing, but the other thing that I think got a lot of people's attention was the interview that their marketing, the marketing person who was behind this said that They had to take the brand away from like the frat guy type, you know, crowd that, you know, I guess according to them is has drinking Bud Light. I'm not a beer drinker, so I, you know, it's neither here nor there for me. But I do think as time goes on, and especially, you know, as you get closer to football season, I mean, I do think that there are people that, you know, they just enjoy the taste of the beer. And when you get back kind of back into football season, and I think especially if Anheuser-Busch kind of goes back to those classic type of ads, like, you know, the frogs, you know, doing the Budweiser, or the, you know, the what's up, you know, when I was growing up, you know, if they go back to that sort of thing, I mean, yeah, I could see people coming back. But no, I think that there are definitely people that will not go back no matter what.
And have written it off.
Yeah.
I agree.
6:45 now, let's get a local check of the roads and weather.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing delays. If you do see something on the roads, have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We're going to get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Partly cloudy heading through the overnight hours. Just a small chance that something pops up like a shower or a thunderstorm. And an overnight low of about 70 is expected. Tuesday, the rain chance is 60%. So we're likely going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds otherwise. Later this week, the weather looks mainly dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola right now. It's 83 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. Well, Meta, the parent company for Facebook and Instagram, facing a record fine. European privacy regulators are fining Meta $1.3 billion after transferring personal data to U.S. Meta. They say that they are going to appeal the decision and the fine.
Actor Ray Stevenson, dead today at the age of 58. Variety reports he died Sunday in Italy, just 4 days before his birthday. The Irish actor starred in films including the Thor films, King Arthur, and Punisher Warzone.
And if you are a Taylor Swift fan, even this is going to sound a bit crazy for you. A dad in Massachusetts paid out big time to make sure that his daughters and her friends could see Taylor Swift in concert. He paid initially $1,800 for tickets through StubHub. However, the tickets never arrived. He went through a different site and said he was forced to pay $21,000 for tickets to go see Taylor Swift.
Okay, so he wasn't forced, number one. So let's get that out of the way. Number
Twist
two,
my arm.
Listen, I mean, I have a almost 3-month-old daughter, and, you know, for her to be happy is my number one joy in life. It's what I get up for, and it's like anything that I can do to make her happy, I would do. So, you know, the guy spending $21,000, look, I have no idea what his financial situation is. Maybe him spending that kind of money is like me spending $10 for a group of tickets. I don't know. But the fact that you would spend $21,000 on concert tickets is just absolutely astonishing. I mean, it goes, the only thing that I'm spending $21,000 on for my daughter, no matter how much money I have, is for her college. I mean, you know, for her and her friends to go to a concert, I'm saying, honey, you know, look, I love you and you're going to be upset with me for about a week, but hey, life is not fair. And we tried to buy, I mean, I'm okay with $1,800. I mean, that's totally cool. But $21,000 for, I mean, how long does a concert last? Like 3 hours?
Yeah.
No. I just, but hey, it's his money. And, you know, he clearly thought that this was worth the investment for his daughter not to hate him for a week. But, you know how it is with teenage girls. It's like next week there's going to be something else that they want. And, you know, you've kind of opened Pandora's box, I feel like, by spending $21,000 to be like, hey, so what are you going to, what's the next thing that you're going to buy me? Or was there like saying, hey, this will never happen again. This is a one-time thing. But
or maybe she's like not getting a wedding or something.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
We're not like, paying for your wedding, but you can go to Taylor Swift.
Maybe. Like, hey, this was for your college, so you can't do that, and you can't get married. So If you agree with that, you can go to the Taylor Swift concert. Anyway, 6:50 is the time. We'll take our final break. Come back. How about some good news? We've got some of that we'll tell you about. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie almost wrapped up for a Monday here. Hope you've had a wonderful day back at work and hope you're looking forward to the 3-day weekend, or perhaps you're taking more days. I know that's a popular thing to do where, you know, folks will maybe take Thursday, Friday, and so they have a 5-day weekend. I'm sure that's going to go on a lot as well. But we've got Memorial Day ahead. Out at Pensacola Beach, it's going to be packed with the LGBTQ plus festivities happening out there. By the way, we did hear Channel 3 talk to Darian Schaefer, Visit Pensacola CEO. He says that as far as the recent travel advisory issued by the NAACP, that they have no expectation that this will affect our local tourism one bit ahead of what's going to be a very busy weekend. 6:55 right now. Let's get a final check of the roads and our weather for tonight.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns and even 98 moving nicely throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111 with the details. This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. For tonight, we do have some chances of rain. Very small, though. It's going to be right around like 11 p.m. or so. After 9 p.m., thunderstorms are possible. Tomorrow, that's where we're going to see probably some more with more rain with 60% chance. It's partly cloudy right now in Pensacola, 83 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio with your traffic and weather together.
Speaking of rain, Braves and the Dodgers still in a rain delay, so that hasn't started yet. Some baseball scores. The Guardians leading the White Sox 1-0 in the seventh. The Pirates and Rangers are tied at 1 in the sixth. The Diamondbacks leading the Phillies 3-1 in the fourth. The Reds up 4-3 over the Cardinals in the fourth as well. And the Tampa Bay Rays up 4-2 over the Blue Jays in the middle of the fifth inning. 7:30 on ESPN, we've got game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers hosting the Nuggets, hoping to avoid being swept. At 7 on TNT, Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals in hockey, the Florida Panthers, after winning the first two games in Carolina, return home to take on the Hurricanes. That one, again, starting at 7 o'clock on TNT. Gracie, how about we finish with some good news?
Perfect. A homeless man in Phoenix named Joseph Collins saved a woman and her two daughters from a fire last Thursday.
She heard screams and fire and stuff.
So I opened my front door and there was flames there. So I just went and woke my daughters up, and I knew I couldn't get out through the front, so I just went to my room and I started screaming for help. And
hopped over the fence. The lady was screaming and crying and stuff, and told her to hand me the babies down, and she was like, don't drop them.
And I threw them out the window. I threw both my puppies, and then I threw myself.
They were asleep on the second floor of the apartment when she woke up and saw the flames. Joseph heard her calling for help and scaled her fence into her yard. She had to drop each kid from the window, and he caught them both. He also caught her dogs, and then she jumped, and she said that he absolutely saved their lives. He lived in a tent on the other side of the fence.
Wow, that's cool. A pretty awesome moment for band students at Florida's Middleton and Blake High Schools.
I thought I'd come and play some songs for you. I've also brought some guitars to give to you guys for the music department. I'm playing a sold-out stadium tomorrow, but I've got tickets for all of you guys to come.
That's Ed Sheeran surprising band students on Friday. He performed at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa on Saturday, giving them a private concert as well. A few favorites on his guitar. That's awesome as well. Also, happy birthday to Margaret Beresford. She is 105 years old today. She is at the Haven of Our Lady of Peace Nursing Home here in Pensacola. Had a party with a theme of the Florida Gators, her favorite team. You can forgive her for that, I suppose. although I know that, you know, we've got some Florida Gator fans who work here at the station as well, so they'll be happy to know that. Ascension says that Beresford spent around 40 years in education, dedicating a large portion of that time at Pensacola State College. 105 years old. Gracie, have you ever come across or met anybody that old before?
Not that I can recall at the top of my head.
You know, I would love to just, you know, sit down with her and just say, okay, tell me about how things were in 1930.
Yeah.
And just the experiences. I mean, she did an interview with Channel 3, so pretty sharp, and gave them her secrets as how she's lived this long. But yeah, congratulations. Happy birthday, Margaret Beresford, 105 years young. That's going to do it for us here on a Monday. We'll get you caught up with all the news you need to know tomorrow and every day this week. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Gracie, you have a good night. And you all have a good night as well. We'll see you tomorrow.